Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top 3rd Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, November 6th. Combination of slightly bearish news due to Chinese trade announcements, window for harvest pressure, and also some technical selling had corn and beans lower on the day. Wheat mixed with Chicago slightly higher, Kansas City slightly lower to finish this Wednesday afternoon. We had December corn finished down 3 cents, 378 and three quarters. We broke through the 50-day moving average at 379 and a half, traded down below the October 10th report day low of 378 and a quarter. So we have given back all of that rally and are close to the levels from the rally on September 30th. Stocks day, the low there was 71 and a half. So technical selling there. You've got the funds now short, probably 110,000 to 115,000 contracts of corn. And as we move below these technical levels, their position seems to be pretty comfortable. Weekly ethanol production was up 3 million gallons from 295 to 298. But weekly stocks also rose up 33 million gallons from 886 to 919. So lacking any friendly news here. And with those higher private estimates for the corn yield, markets are taking the path of least resistance down. You've got the next support in corn sitting again right around 375, 376. In the wheat, we had December Chicago finish up a penny and a half at 516 and three quarters. Kansas City, December down three quarters of a cent, 427 and three quarters. And Minneapolis, December down 2¾ cents at 523 and a quarter. So you've got Minneapolis and Chicago still holding above recent moving averages. The 20-day in Chicago comes in at 514 and a quarter. We traded just below that and then finished back above. And in Kansas City, that 20-day moving average comes in at 422 and a half. We traded as low as 26 and a half, so finding a little bit of support there. FC Stone lowered their estimate for Australian wheat production down to 15.5 million metric tons. The USDA's most recent number is at 18 million, and the official Australian number at 19.2. So this a little bit supportive of the wheat, although growing numbers coming out of Russia somewhat offsetting a little bit of that there. Taking a look at the beans, January finished down 6¾ cents at 927 and a half. We broke below that range we've been in for the last week or so between 930 and 940. We've now got support coming in between 1918 and a half and 920 and a half. That's the 50 and 200-day moving averages. So we've seen a little bit of delay here in that signing of the Phase 1 trade deal moved from November, moved, I guess, out of Iowa possibly to another location. And we're now looking at a December possible signing date with tariff recalls or tariff rollbacks still on the table, with the Chinese looking to get a little bit more out of this deal maybe than the U.S. is looking to give. And also this week, we haven't seen any USDA purchase announcements from China. So all of this weighing a bit on the beans as we head into Friday's WASD report. Outside markets, we've got the dollar trading slightly lower here. 97.75, that's down 5 ticks. Crude oil down 70 cents a barrel at 56.53. Stock market just about 20 points lower on the day. So again, a little bit of weakness here as we head into Friday's report. Market still chopping around, looking for some direction and some positive news out of China, but it appears that can is being kicked down the road again. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.